Off the Ball
on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
Trying to give the Dodgers a chance. They need a base runner, and here's a high fly ball into left. Back at the wall, it is gone! 7-6! And Culberson celebrates. But it's a one-run game. What a game. What a battle here. Another 3-2 pitch. Struck him out, and the Astros win it 7-6.
Yeah, the Houston Astros winning the second game of the World Series against the Dodgers late last night in L.A. to tie the World Series at one apiece. To talk about the World Series, joined on the line by David Wahlstein of the New York Times. Evening, David.
Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Very well. How are you? By all accounts, this was one of the great World Series games.
I've been going to World Series for 20 years. I've seen a lot of incredible games, but that one last night was it was right up there. It was so exciting and crazy that really nobody could believe it.
What was so good about it?
Well, 5 home runs were hit in extra innings. There were 2 extra innings. There were 5 home runs, which is a record. There were 6 home runs hit after the 8th inning. There were 2-run leads that were erased after the 8th inning. Top pitchers were beaten by these home runs, and it was a surprise to everyone. Picture this, like a World Cup semifinal where 3 goals are scored in extra time. I mean, it was thrilling. And you saw one team was going to win and the other team was going to win, and back and forth until it finally ended.
The quality probably hasn't come as a great surprise, has it, of the World Series so far, considering the runs that these two teams have gone through this year?
Yes, these are the two best teams. Dodgers won 104 games, and I think the Astros won 102. So they're definitely the best teams. But it's just so rare to see all these home runs. There's talk that the ball is juiced, meaning that it's harder and flies farther off the bat. And I believe that because really I'd never seen anything like it. Plus, it was really strangely hot in Los Angeles. It was 103 for game one. It was 93 for game two. And so that the ball travels better in that kind of weather. There was a lot of weird circumstances. There was one play where it looked like an errant throw was going to go wildly into the outfield and a runner could score, but it hit the umpire in the leg. And it stayed in place. So there was a lot of craziness like that. But these are the two best teams. And for a while, it looked like the Dodgers are going to run away with it. But now it's quite a series.
Yeah, looking at the Dodgers, they would have come into this as the strong favorites. In football parlance, they're almost the Galacticos of baseball. The investment that they've put in, the budget that they have, the quality at their disposal. At the start of the year, and were they expected to go and win this?
They were among, I would say, 4 teams that were expected to be here, including the Astros were one of those teams, the Chicago Cubs who won it last year, even the Boston Red Sox, and certainly the Cleveland Indians. So it was among that group.
Yeah. It's hard, as I won't say I'm a baseball aficionado by any degree. Whenever I talk about baseball, you get back to Moneyball, and it seems quite cliched. But reading about these two sides, about the Dodgers and the Astros, it does seem quite relevant to talk about Moneyball because they both seem to be from that Moneyball era. They are deeply, deeply involved in the analytics.
Yeah, most teams are now involved in the analytics, and the reason for that is because owners think that's the best way to get cheap players. So they push it. They hire front office people that are good at that. They can uncover cheap players. But the Dodgers have the highest payroll in baseball. So Sorry about these announcements. I'm in over in Dallas right now. But the Dodgers have the highest payroll in baseball. So, there's also, incredibly talented, high-priced players like, for instance, Clayton Kershaw, the best, arguably the best pitcher in baseball. And the Astros have a few high-priced players, including their starting pitcher last night, Justin Verlander, who's been remarkable for them. But what is interesting also is, despite the big payroll of the Dodgers, is two of their best players they got basically off what we call the scrap heap. Justin Turner, who's I covered Justin Turner years ago when he was on the New York Mets, and he was just sort of this utility player, and the Mets didn't want him back. They said, you can go. And he's gone on to become as close to a most valuable player as you can have. He's been terrific, hitting home runs, clutch home runs in the postseason. And another guy is Chris Taylor, that, again, they picked up from the Seattle Mariners off the scrap heap. So they've done it both ways, with the big high-priced players and also with some more affordable options.
The more affordable options, is that from the investment that they've also put in off the pitch? Because you talk about their payroll, the highest in the league. I think it's $265 million. But also, it seems, off the field, they've gone and recruited from the other teams. I think they've three former general managers involved in their backroom staff.
They have a stacked front office. You're absolutely right with Andrew Friedman and Farhan Zaidi and Josh Burns and Alex Anthopoulos. All of those guys, well, three of those guys, yes, were former general managers. So, yeah, they have a lot of brain power as well.
The Astros then coming at it slightly differently. I'm sure there's been a huge investment there and there's a huge payroll at the Astros as well. But this is a team that only, three, 4 years ago were losing over 100 games a season. They were been labeled as one of the worst teams in the years. Have they managed to turn that round over the last three, 4 years?
Well, they are the biggest analytics team in baseball. They adhere to those printouts and data streams and charts more than any other team. And so they've done that. And they've drafted really well. I mean, they have some amazing and signed international free agents at young ages. So they have guys like Jose Altuve, probably the MVP of the American League, at second base. They have Carlos Correa at shortstop, who is just a tremendous player. And they have good young pitching, a guy named Dallas Keuchel. And so they have done it sort of with a combination of the analytics and the smart drafting and smart free agent signings and young international free agent signings. And then they added Verlander in a mid-season trade, which teams do. You know, it's their, it's like their open window period, and it closes on July 31st, and they got Verlander from the Detroit Tigers, who's an experienced veteran, high-priced pitcher. They got him literally with 2 seconds to go before the deadline, and he's 10-0 as a Astros pitcher. Amazing.
Winning on the road then over these opening two games and the manner of the win last night and the drama of it and the momentum that could give the Astros, has it turned on its head now? Are they favorites heading into the next games?
Well, here's the interesting thing. I don't think they're favorites, but it's sort of even now, whereas the Dodgers were favored before. The Astros had only won, I think they were 1-4 on the road in the postseason. They lost all their games on the road to the Yankees, and they had lost game one of the World Series to the Dodgers. So it was like, can they win on the road? And they just answered yes. But everybody knows they can win at home. So they're going home now for three games. It's doubtful they can win them all, but if they win two, they're going to come back to Los Angeles for the lead.
Yeah. They've yet to lose in postseason? At home?
No. They at home. Yes, yeah. Correct.
Yeah. So yeah, it could get very interesting over the next week or so. So you're in Dallas at the moment, is it? When is Game 3?
Yeah, Game 3 is tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, so it's kind of in the middle of the night for you guys.
It always is. Morning, it always is.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. But, boy, I'll tell you, and the stadium in Houston is smaller than Los Angeles, so there's a chance for even more home runs.
Will conditions be different? Very different?
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, Houston's known for being hot and muggy, but it's cooler now because we're, you know, obviously in late October. They also have a roof that they close, and it's air conditioned in there, so it's definitely going to be more mild conditions than the hot Santa Ana winds of Los Angeles.
David, great stuff. Thanks for taking the call.
Anytime.
Off the ball
on News Talk in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favorite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.